many of you really enjoy using social media? Do any of you wake up many mornings, maybe most mornings, with the first thing on your mind, I got to reach over and grab my smartphone. Let me see what's happening on whatever it is, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, maybe a combination. Are you comfortable not picking it up and taking a look at what's happening for at least, let's say the first 30 minutes that you're up? First 30 minutes, you don't touch that smartphone at all. Take care of your mouth, comb your hair, maybe jump in that shower. You've already ironed your clothes. Let's just assume you ironed your clothes the night before. And so basically all you're doing is just getting up, starting your day. First 30 minutes, no phone in your hand. Maybe the first hour. How many of you saying, wait a minute now, that's a stretch. A whole hour without picking up my smartphone? No, don't do me that away. Well, you know what? We know that there's a lot of talk about the impact that social media is having on us. According to report, Jessica Brown, BBC, we have about 3 billion people, which is approximately 40% of the world's population, using online social media. 3 billion. And those 3 billion are spending on average, how many hours a day sharing, liking, tweeting, updating on platforms, etc. According to some reports, what would you say is the average amount of time spent each day on social media? Would you believe 2 hours? 2 hours. How many of you say, wait a minute, hold it now. I'm only on there for about maybe 10 to 15 minutes at a time. 10 to 15 minutes. That's it. Okay, I can dig that. Now, how many times per day are you on there 10 to 15 minutes each time? Yeah, on average, it's 2 hours a day, every day. That breaks down to around 500,000 tweets and Snapchat photos shared every minute. 500,000 tweets and Snapchat photos every minute. With social media playing such a big part in our lives, the big question becomes, could we be sacrificing our mental health and well-being as well as our time? Well, since social media is relatively new to us, conclusive findings are somewhat limited. The research that does exist mainly relies on self-reporting, which can often be flawed, and the majority of studies focus on Facebook. That said, this is a fast-growing area of research, and some clues are beginning to emerge. Check this out. Stress. People use social media to vent about everything from customer service to politics. Venting can be good, right? Aren't we encouraged to let go of that anger, to let go of that frustration, to get it out? Yes, but we're also encouraged to do it the right way. The downside to people using social media to vent about everything is that the feeds often resemble an endless stream of stress. How many of you have been one of the many, many people who have said over the years, we need to stop watching so much news because it's so stressful. Always all these negative reports. Well, if you have a whole lot of negative stuff being posted on social media. In 2015, researchers at the Pew Research Center sought to find out if social media induces more stress than it relieves. Yeah, because people could be saying, as I mentioned, hey, this is a stress reliever for me. I can go ahead and get this off my chest. But if we get it off our chest the wrong way, so they want to know, does the use of social media bring about more stress or relieve more stress? They surveyed 1,800 people, and women reported being more stressed than men. Twitter was found to be a significant contributor because it increased their awareness of other people's stress. But Twitter also acted as a coping mechanism. And the more women used it, the less stressed they were. The same effect wasn't found for men, whom the researchers said had a more distant relationship with social media. Overall, the researchers concluded that social media use was linked to modestly lower levels of stress. What do you think about that? Now, I want to say, as I often do, don't draw your conclusions just based on what is being shared here. We're sharing some information. The information is not necessarily foolproof. You need to decide for yourselves how you're being impacted. Maybe even help your children decide honestly how they're being impacted. How does the use of social media affect mood? In 2014, researchers in Austria found that participants reported lower moods after using Facebook for 20 minutes compared to those who just browsed the internet. The study suggested that people felt that way because they saw it as a waste of time. A good or bad mood may also spread between people on social media, according to researchers from the University of California. Whether the mood is good, whether the mood is bad, it can spread on social media. The researchers from the University of California assessed the emotional content of over a billion status updates from more than 100 million Facebook users between 2009 and 2012. And they found, again, bad or good moods can spread. Bad weather increased the number of negative posts by 1%. And the researchers found that one negative post by someone in a rainy city influenced another 1.3 negative posts by friends living in dry cities. The better news is that happy posts had a stronger influence. Each one inspired 1.75 more happy posts. So whether a happy post translates to a genuine boost in mood, however, remains unclear. What about anxiety? How does social media impact anxiety? Well, researchers have looked at general anxiety provoked by social media, characterized by feelings of restlessness and worry, and trouble sleeping and concentrating. A study published in the journal Computers and Human Behavior found that people who report using seven or more social media platforms were more than three times as likely as people using zero to two platforms to have high levels of general anxiety symptoms. That said, it's unclear if and how social media causes anxiety. Researchers from Babes Bolyai University in Romania reviewed existing research on the relationship between social anxiety and social networking in 2016, and they said the results were mixed. So they concluded that more research needs to be done. How about depression? While some studies have found a link between depression and social media use, there's emerging research into how social media can actually be a force for good. Two studies involving more than 700 students found that depressive symptoms, such as low mood and feelings of worthlessness and hopelessness, were linked to the quality of online interactions. Researchers found higher levels of depressive symptoms among those who reported having more negative interactions. A similar study, conducted in 2016, involving 1,700 people, found a threefold risk of depression and anxiety among people who use the most social media platforms. Reason for this, they suggested, include cyberbullying, having a distorted view of other people's lives, and feeling like time spent, here we go again, on social media is a waste. Now, notice, I have never said that time spent on social media is a waste. What I've said is the reports indicate that these people responding to the surveys are considering time spent on social media a waste. Of course, one of the big questions in my mind about that is, why have they concluded that that time spent on social media is a waste? I'm not saying that it is or is not. I'm not challenging their conclusion. I'm just curious about their conclusion. I'll be right back.